Well, Dave, big FA Cup game for Tividale on Saturday, starting before the league against Shiffnell. That's going to be a tough game for you. Just give your thoughts on that, if you could.
Yeah, very tough, to be fair. They won the West Midlands League. They've sort of pre-season unbelievable results they're having. Great setup. I think they've sort of really concentrated on the men's side up there, put a lot of time and effort into it. Really tough for us, really tough. And we did have a look at them on Tuesday, and very impressive. So they've done a great job, the two boys up there. So yeah, no, it's going to be a tough game for us.
Is it a bit strange for you playing an FA Cup game before the league programme starts? Would you have preferred it the other way round?
It's always the extra preliminary round first for us, to be fair. I think there's just one season where it was the league first. So, no, we're used to the FA Cup, and I quite like it starting on that myself. No, it's okay.
And you talk about Shiffnell's pre-season. How's your pre-season gone in?
It's gone okay. We've had a lot of injuries, a lot of illness, a couple of COVID things in there. I've just about got it more or less all back together now. So it's gone all right. We were good on Sunday against Worcester Raiders, I thought. Ups and downs, but they've all got the minutes in the legs. So we are ready. So there's no sort of, I'm happy with it, definitely. So yeah, no, it's all been good.
Have you kind of finalised your squad and finalised your starting lineup for Saturday after seeing them in pre-season?
The squad needs a couple more in. We're light on the squad, but I've got to get the right people in and the right that fits Tividale's DNA. So we are sort of looking with maybe one in before the game. If not, I certainly think there'll be a couple in before we go for the league campaign the following Saturday. Have I fixed it? Oh, more or less there. I'll have a look tonight. There's a couple of little knocks, but I think that'll be okay. Yeah, I think I know we start in 11 for Saturday.
You have brought in some new players. Tell us a little bit about the new players that we've seen in pre-season.
Yeah, well, we bought Ben Birch has come back. He was with us when we won the league. Then he went to Aberystwyth, Worcester, I think Stratford. So he's a big addition for us. He's a good lad as well. So we're glad to have him back. And then I think I brought in a couple of real exciting young prospects. Hayden Reeves, who was at Lytown, and Jordan, well, I always forget his surname. I'm laughing here because they always laugh at me about it. I'll think of it in a minute. He's come from sort of Walsall Wood. They're both 19, 20. Jordan's a forward, Aiden's a defender. Very exciting prospects, definitely.
Yeah, and you're known obviously for bringing the youth through, having worked with youth teams at Lye, etc. Do you scout these players yourselves, or do you have someone out looking for prospects?
Jordan Edwards, it is, before anybody shouts at me. I'm well known for sort of having younger players and building them and getting the right pedigree, to move on. And, I think in my DNA, that's there for clubs, down as at Stourbridge and, other players as well who are playing step three, step two. And that's what we do. I don't have nobody scouting me. In all fairness, they come to me. So I think they look at Tividale and what we're about. And when I sort of went for the job, that was Tividale's brief to do that. We've got some experienced heads, obviously, as well in there. But, it is exciting. And playing step five football for these young lads is a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, and you've had a few changes in the backroom setup as well. If you could just tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, obviously, Pricey and Jack sort of finished with us. My brother-in-law, Richie, also, with his commitments, also finished. So, we sort of got my old mucker back in, Kieran Bustin, who, again, was with me for two seasons. So he's come back in. We got Gavin Blackwell, who's probably one of the best physios about round here. His experience is second to none. We've got TJ, who was there as a coach last year. He stepped up as the first-team coach. His session's been absolutely excellent, well-respected. And he's also played in a few of the friendlies for us. So, no, I'm happy with what we've got. Very good.
And one thing I noticed when I watched Tividale all go to a few pre-season friendlies as I have. The atmosphere is always good around the club and off the field as well. Everybody seems to be on the same page, which is good.
Absolutely, and we sort of preach that as well. It's a strong community up there, strong club. this weekend, they've gone and done the pitch up there. We've had private training. The changing rooms have been done, or the home ones have. So it is a strong bond, and that's why when players come, they have to realise what they're coming to. We are a strong unit and a very sort of unit within the community. So, yeah, no, definitely 100% on that.
Do you think the extended layoff will have affected yourself, some of the players, with COVID? Obviously, the last season finished early. Is that going to be strange for them, or do you think they'll just hit the ground running?
I think they're raring to go. Everyone's raring for a full season of football, to be fair, and all managers would be the same. Can't really judge a manager off the last two seasons because just stop and start, and it's been... well, circumstances we've never seen before. So they look at their back, they're raring to go. Photo shoot tonight, new door, the kids being handed out tonight. They're all excited as anything. So, they can't blame anything now. We've had a full pre-season and this is it now.
I mean, Step 5, Midland Football League, it's been quite a few changes with some of the West Midlands League clubs stepping up. We've got some new teams, Hanley Town, going to be strong. How do you see on the field Tividale competing? What would be your remit for the season?
Great question. There's some massive hitters in there now, big hitters financially as well. Some of those clubs in there, it's not right for Step 5 football. It's just not right. But that's the same in the Premier League, Championship, whatever league you go into, there will always be some real big hitters with a financial to back them. Remit for Tividale. We want to keep improving. We want to keep going up that league. We've certainly done it the last couple of seasons. Less COVID. Got to keep improving, got to keep going. The younger lads now, Pikey, Dan Smith, Keeper, they've got good experience now. So we're looking for those. You've got to come to the party a bit. But I'm not going to put any pressure on the lads because I couldn't do that for what they give me. But all I'm saying, we're looking to improve and keep going up that league.
Yeah, I mean, do the committee or the board put any pressure on you? Do you have a talk with them before the season, or is it a case of you knowing what your targets are? Because I know you're very competitive yourself. Do they not need to do that?
I've got the best chairman out there, Leon. He's a different class. There's never no pressure. He's very grateful for what we all do, and he's very realistic as well, which is wonderful. We have chats from here, about the football, about the situation. But seriously, I think he's one of the best. He just realises the situation, backs you and supports you in every way. You can't knock that at all. No, there's no pressure. We have a chat at the start of the season. We might have a chat at mid-season. But honestly, seriously, it's just great to go to work, do your job, and know, without any more injuries off anybody. But they've been brilliant. Seriously, the committee have been absolutely brilliant pre-season with the pitch and everything I've asked for, they've done. So I can't fault them in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, and I think the community have got behind you a bit in recent seasons, haven't they? Attendances have increased. You've, improved the facilities or did work on the bar, on the pitch, that kind of thing, and things around the ground. So you're hoping that they'll come out and support you?
Yeah, the local community are fantastic, We know them all, and I think they do, and they realise how hard we work. As long as the lads put those performances on the pitch and they work hard and, play for the football club, they do come out to watch us. There's no doubt about that. We are one. We all say that, and we know the club itself was done up 18 months ago. Fantastic. It's absolutely, t- top notch up there, and you've got to buy into everything about Tiverdale, and we all say that. And obviously, it probably leads me nicely on for this season. John Cotton, physio up there, 33, 34 years. His wife passed away in March, not through COVID, through illness. You know, John invited me to the funeral, and Leon, and I was really touched by that gesture, and that funeral touched me. With what that funeral did and said about Tiverdale, with the scarves and the flags, and it just got to me. And I was going to have a breather from it. 31 years in it is a long time, but that inspired me to go again and get my backside out of gear and say, "Come on, let's go." And you know, this season we're going to be Umbro, so you know, it's hashtag for Jan all the way through this season, and you'll see that on our home and away kits and all our training wear as well.
Yeah, finally, 31 years. Do you ever think you'll be coming to the end at some point, or do you just keep going?
Oh, God, I know. I've got to enjoy it because you wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't do it. And I've seen so much in football, and I still see new things now, and which amaze me. But I think every manager knows the big one for me is that Saturday morning on a game. You get up, you have a little set routine, you listen to your little tunes in the car to a game, and it's that buzz and that thrill that can never, ever stop. I don't know. And I enjoy it immensely. Sixth season at Tiverdale. As long as I'm enjoying it and I'm fit and healthy myself, yeah, I'm going to carry on, definitely. Yeah, I love the game of football, even being a West Ham fan. I'll carry on until somebody says, "Come on, it's time to stop."
Yeah, well, finally, and I'd say this to all the teams in the Midland Football League, because this is going out on the website, best of luck to everyone for the season, and let's hope it's an uninterrupted one. And thanks for talking to us, Dave.
No problem. And you know, and me, wish all the teams the best in the from step five in the Football League. We're all enemies for 90 minutes, but then after that, you know what, they're all a good set of guys. We'll have a natter and a chat, and I wish everybody the best, obviously.